Part 1. Thorns. Per aspera ad astra. Chapter 1. Only the dark. Deep in darkness, far from warmth and sun and moons, I lie. Quiet as the stone that surrounds me, imprisoning my hunched body in a dreadful womb. I cannot stand. Cannot stretch. I can only curl in a ball, a withered fossil of the man that I was. Hands cuffed behind my back, naked on cold rock. All alone with the dark. It seems months, years, millennia since my knees have unbent, since my spine has straightened from its crooked pose. The ache is madness. My joints fuse like rusted iron. How much time has passed since I saw my golden friends bleeding out into the grass? Since I felt gentle Roke kiss my cheek as he broke my heart? Time is no river. Not here. In this tomb, time is the stone. It is the darkness. Permanent and unyielding, its only measure, the twin pendulums of life, breath, and the beating of my heart. In, ba-bump, ba-bump, out, ba-bump, ba-bump, in, ba-bump, ba-bump, and forever it repeats, until when? Until I die of old age? Until I crush my skull against the stone? Until I gnaw out the tubes the yellows threaded into my lower gut to force nutrients in and wastes out? Or until you go mad?
No!
I grind my teeth. Yes. It's only the dark. I breathe in. Calm myself. Touch the walls in my soothing pattern. Back, fingers, tailbone, heels, toes, knees, head. Repeat a dozen times. 100? Why not be sure? Make it 1,000. Yes, I'm alone. I would have thought there to be worse fates than this, but now I know there are none. Man is no island. We need those who love us. We need those who hate us. We need others to tether us to life, to give us a reason to live, to feel. All I have is the darkness. Sometimes I scream. Sometimes I laugh during the night, during the day. Who knows now? I laugh to pass the time. To exhaust the calories the jackal gives me and make my body shiver into sleep. I weep, too. I hum. I whistle. I listen to voices above, coming to me from the endless sea of darkness, and attending them is the maddening clatter of chains and bones vibrating through my prison walls. All so close, yet 1,000 kilometers away. As if a whole world existed just beyond the darkness, and I cannot see it, cannot touch it, taste it, feel it, or pierce that veil to belong to the world once again. I am a prisoner in solitude. I hear the voices now, the chains and bones trickling through my prison. Are the voices mine? I laugh at the idea. I curse. I plot. Kill. Slaughter. Gouge. Rip. Burn. I beg. I hallucinate. I bargain. I whimper prayers to Io. Happy she was spared a fate like this.